The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hey everybody, this is Eric Fiorello and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, streaming radio, the brass knuckles of radio. Today is 7/12/2017 and go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and buy the winner's circle. This program has been done at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard for over 15 years. You get 12 modules. And these are 12 modules that are going to work. This isn't some horse shit, smoke and mirrors product that's going to cost you a lot of money and you're never going to do a thing with it. I'm going to give you the first 12 and the free 13th module. Number one, the beginning. Number two is getting started. Number three is mental fortitude. Number four is sandbag domination. Number five, heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number six is passion for what you love. Number seven is hands-on training. Number eight is big, powerful arms, which, this time of year, everybody wants to have that look. Number nine is high shrugs and the straight arm pullover. Number 10 is the return of the iron boots. Number 11 is strong stone strength. And number 12 is love, passion, and my power rack. When you buy those 12, you get module 13 called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. Here's 5 points that you're going to love about module 13. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for, where have all the men gone, why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the way. Now, also, when you buy this product, we have 8 for 8 here. These are 8 people who have given me an hour of their time for free. When you purchase the product, you can have an hour of their time for free. Martin Janzix, David Whitley, Douglas Graham, Dr. William Wong, Clint Darden, Paul Firepower Gray, Frank Delventhal, and Kirsten Tulick. Now look, it's time to get off the fence. Take action right now. I don't know what you're waiting for. For $247, I've got about $2,000 in that product on its own. With more and more modules coming, because if you've been listening to Motivation and Muscle, you know a lot of what I'm up to. Whether it's a sandbag over the head, high shrugs, Jefferson lifts, tons of stuff on the glute ham machine, close grip bent rows. These are all things that are going to be filmed for brand new modules. You know, we haven't even got into the dead stop squat using no arms that our good friend John McKean told me about, and I carried it out. Lots of stuff with holds. Mega, mega stuff getting ready to go do some big things in our future. And why not be part of it? Grab something. You know, you hear the word old school, but this is definitely not only an age-busting program. This is something that you can commit to for the rest of your life. And that's all we've been talking about lately. So jump on board with that. Be part of the family. And you can help the family as we keep putting out product after product after product. Next thing is one of the biggest things for our survival right now is contributions to M&M and FBC. If you go out to our page, which is out in Fiorello Barbell Company, co.com, just hit contribute and it'll take you right out to what you got to do. Now, if you don't want to contribute the desired amounts of money out there, you can always go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Buy me a week's worth of coffee. Buy me a lunch. Buy me dinner. Let's sit down and talk. But anything you want to contribute is fine. Now, if you contribute $25, you'll get the first module of the Winner's Circle called The Beginning. And here's the highlights, and this is all life-changing stuff. Obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. Be an optimist, not a pessimist. That's all we hear about. Give in, give up, right? If you want to contribute $50, you'll get The Beginnings, and you get a half hour of free consultation with me, and we can go over anything you want to go over. A contribution of $100 will get you The Beginning and 2 half-hour free consultations with me. So, if you end up wanting to build, be an outstanding man and woman, men and woman, and you want to be of strength, valor, and character, you got it right here. You've heard us for almost 3 years now. Our products are no different than the podcast. They're better, better, and better. And I'm going to read you something right now we got from a listener, which is amazing, but he's more than a listener. He's a good friend. He's a mutual friend of mine and Charlie Oliphant. If anybody doesn't know Charlie is one of the most exceptional stone lifters from Scotland. And Charlie's on this show all the time. And we're going to get into a little bit of Charlie today as we go into our show. And the name of the show is What's Holding You Back. This was inspired big time by my pal Stevie Shanks, who was on here the other day. And we'll get into it more. But I'm not going to give Paul's last name, and I didn't get permission, but I'm sure Paul would have no trouble with me reading this because it's incredible. Hey, Eric, just wanted to say the last few solo shows you have done have been pure dynamite and dynamic. They should have a warning attached to them. Do not listen unless you are able to lift in the next 30 minutes. Truly awesome stuff. I got so fired up training after listening, I smashed my oak barrel lifting an Atlas stone. I have had to adapt an old oil tank at the back of the garden and pack a tire with sandbags up to the 53-inch height, 1 inch higher than Charlie's barrels for the Ad Blair stones. But then, that is what champions do, don't they? They adapt, they overcome, and they will not be denied reaching their goals. Thank you for your inspirational call out to be the champions we can all be. Stay strong in every way, Paul. I'll tell you, Paul, you want to talk about the ultimate compliment, and I got to tell you, it's people like you that make this show worth doing day in and day out, week after week, month after month, all the time. No excuses. You just keep going. And now we're going to get right into my favorite part. And Paul, welcome to the family. I'm sure I've said that, but if I haven't, welcome to the family. You always will be family. And we'll be talking 30 years from today, too. Now, I've been doing this for probably the last 4 or 5 days. Stand up, everyone. Take a deep breath. Out. And say, I am a champion. I am a winner. I am a champion. I am a winner. And I've added a multitude of things for today's show. I even said that the other day, I believe, too, and it was like an avalanche. I am great. I am terrific. I am fantastic. And I am sensational. And I'll add another thing, too. I am and I have brass balls. Listen to Kirsten Tulick's show with me from last week. The new William Wong show will be up tomorrow. It was absolutely explosive. And if you're politically correct, I would tell you not to listen to it. But maybe you do need to listen to it. Maybe you need to get your head snapped straight. Whatever the case, we are great here, and everybody with us is family. and we are doing things that no one else is doing out there, we truly care about people. If you go out and listen to the Standard show that I did with our good friend Gareth Denyer, I put it up this morning, Standards for Children. Just listen to how coaching is going now, the way the breakdown, the I don't care attitude. Oh, I watch Facebook. I watch YouTube videos. I know more than you, coach. Some of the movements we think that we wouldn't even use. Things have changed. And Gareth will tell you right up front, you don't even attract the amount of kids that want to play football anymore. Everything is sitting on your ass, watching TV, texting, and of course there's other sports now to play. But it doesn't excuse the fact that if you're lazy and you don't want to do anything, you're going to be that way with everything. That's why we're going to talk about today, what's holding you back. Now, Stevie Shanks was on here a few days ago with me. And, of course, anybody that knows the name Shanks would know his dad, Jack Shanks. I believe Stevie said he was probably the third man to lift the Denny Stones, you know, after Donald Denny. And I believe he said he lifted them in 1972. And when you figure he's a 170-pound man, not a big man is what we see a lot today with doing things. Pound for pound, absolutely incredible. You know, I see him. I talked about Roger Davis, who I went to Iceland with in 2008. That guy was just absolutely brutal. All right? No quit, no matter what happened. And when you see a guy like Jack Shanks partial a 975 Jefferson lift, if you got any emotion or drive in you, you're like, holy shit. I mean, unbelievable. So Stevie's on with me, and, you know, we're talking about who we met at the Arnold, and there's a big thing coming up with our friend. I mean, Charlie Oliphant is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And it's going to be so good to meet him and Martin and Stevie and all these other, you know, I can't wait to meet Kirsten. You know, hopefully we're going to be able to make the rounds and Paul Firepower Gray and Powell Veduto and everybody, you know. But we'll just see time and where we're going to be. And Stevie's telling me, now this is absolutely incredible. I mean, Stevie looks great. You never know, he was a 50-year-old guy, musician, everything. You can tell he's lived some life. And he says that to me. And, you know, I never even thought of it that way. How much had he been around his whole life? And yet, he didn't lift Denny Stones or really do anything in that world, so to speak, till he was 50 years old. And I got thinking, I was like, who the hell is holding you back? Who's holding you back? I mean, it's a question that we should be asking ourselves all the time. What is it you want to do? What is your passion? What do you live and breathe for every day? Mediocrity? I really don't think most people want to be part of mediocrity. But I do know one thing, that a lot of them got kicked in the ass a few too many times, were told a few too many times you can't do it, and eventually it's like everything. Did you ever look at a penny, a quarter, you know, say it was printed, minted, whatever you want to do, say it was 25 years ago. What's happened to the shine of that penny? It's gotten dull. What do you think happens to a human being? Your mind gets dull. You get beaten down. And all the people you hang around with are beaten down. And there's no success anywhere around you. You know, we talk about this all the time. And we talk about how, you know, some people like the 9-to-5 world. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that do. You know, they want their weekends off. They really don't want to commit to anything heavy because if they fall on their face, they don't want to hear the comments. And obviously, they've got that inner dialogue, which we all do. And when you don't master that, or you take what's happened to you in a negative way, and it's going to keep coming at you because you're going to keep thinking about it, and you're never going to get rid of it. You are where you are. You are where you are. But you look at the people just associated with this show. July 29th, which is coming up real quick. Charlie Oliphant is going to lift the Denny Stones. Big, big thing. Stevie's coming over a week earlier to work with him if he needs anything. And Andrew Carney has obviously coached him very well. If you watch Andrew, I mean, you talk about explosive stone lifter. Just unbelievable. Those guys over there are just a cut above everything, it seems like. And they have that never say die attitude, you know. And I got to ask everybody the question, what's holding you back? You just heard what Paul wrote to me last night. Broke the barrel with the Atlas Stones. What'd he do? Took an oil drum and fixed it. When you want to do something that bad, you're going to become a genius. Did you know that, folks? An absolute genius. And now we see it more and more in the young kids. They have no interest, the majority of them. Quick, easy, out of there. You know what I like? I like when something punches you right in the fucking nose or tries to stop you dead in your tracks. And what are you going to do? Well, we can always have another day. That's happened to all of us. But when you have a set of brass balls, when you're exuding power, testosterone, will, hunger, you're going to go after it. And you're going to succeed with it. That's the thing. Go out and just look at some of the stuff our friend Steven Santangelo is up to. It's absolutely incredible. You know, Steven's 65 years old. Guy doesn't fuck around. He sees it, decides he's going to do it, and he'll go do it. Well, everybody would say, well, you know, 65, you know, you should be just sitting back enjoying life. Great way to rust, great way to die. As all of our friends say here, you got to be mobile, have mobility. Mobility comes in a lot of shapes and sizes, believe me. But the main thing is mobility means movement. If you have no movement, like I just said, you rust, you start going down piece by piece, and the next thing you know, they're giving you a diagnosis that you got 6 months to live. Unfortunately, that happens to even lifters and everybody else. But what I'm saying to you is, why not, while you're here, you're healthy, why aren't you going after tooth and nail something you really want to do? It doesn't have to be weights. It doesn't have to be stones. Maybe it's a relationship you want to start up. Maybe you want to go after a business finally, you know? Or maybe you just want to do a change on yourself physically, mentally, spiritually, and really bust your stones and get it done. I mean, I don't know any other way to say it to you. I mean, go out and break your ass till you can't break it anymore, and then break it some more. But along the way, as we were talking about in numerous shows lately, enjoy it. You know, like I was saying the other day, get some abrasions. Get beat up. Bleed a little. Sweat a little. Stand out in a 90-degree day like it is here. It's going to be like this for days. I trained yesterday or Monday. It was absolutely brutal out. And I'm standing out in the middle of the driveway with the sun beating the shit down on me. Everywhere I'm standing, there's a puddle. I mean, it was so hot. All you guys and girls know this. You go to put chalk on, it just cakes up. You can wipe your hands until you can't find another drop of sweat. You still can't get the chalk to stick. Or if it's on anything, it looks like somebody poured water over it. It's all over your bars. You got to clean them, et cetera, et cetera. But isn't that the fun of it all? Isn't it good to stand out there and say, what if? What can I do today to make this a great training day? What am I going to do today, no matter what the conditions are, to make this a great day, to make this succeed, to go into the next workout and the next workout and the next year of workouts? It's like what I say all the time. One day doesn't define your life. Get over it. Get over it. I'm telling you, this physical culture life, when you buy into it and understand it and learn it, there's nothing like it. Because you know why? This transfers to every facet of your personal life. The problem is most people don't want to buy into it because it's very, very hard to keep going like that if you don't have the backbone to stay with it. It's not easy, but man, oh man, what a great way to live. To know how to train, to know how to conduct yourself, to know how to sleep, to know how to eat, to know how to educate. That's what Winner's Circle is. Winner's Circle's education. What is it? Nobody wants to educate themselves anymore? What do you want? YouTube? Facebook with some clown with their pants down the middle of their ass? What do you think you're going to learn there, guys, girls? What are you going to learn? They're not going to be around in a year, believe me. We're going to be 30 more years, minimum. So before you say everyone and everything is holding me back or I'm a victim or I'll get to it tomorrow or you know what, when I got the right clothes or I got the right education or I got the right film, I'll be all set. It'll never happen. And the worst thing you can do in your life is bounce from one thing to the next thing. You'll never get anywhere. And then you wonder why the world is falling apart on you all around you. It has nothing to do with the world. It has to do with you. You build from the within, and everything comes out. In, out. If you're waiting for external things to drive your life, you failed. Oh, it might feel good for a little while, but you'll wake up empty and broke again. Or should I say broken? So, before you come up with every excuse there is, and you're out crying everybody that this one, that one is holding you back, think real hard what I said today. First off, get on a lifting program. Myself, if you're just starting out, I'd start out with sandbags. Then gravitate into free weights. And if you love stones enough, go after it. But there's nothing that you can't do that will help you out. You know, as I say, one foot in front of the other. Start walking. Start jogging lightly. Don't go to these places on these running machines and all this other horse shit. Get outside. Get some air in those lungs because chances are you've been working in an environment where you can't even open windows. Right? If you're eating a lot of sugar, get rid of one meal of sugar. Not hard. Start looking at things that are positive. You know, watch some Rocky movies. Clint Eastwood. Anything like that. Anything that's going to stir your manhood. And womanhood, too. I know a lot of women that love Dirty Harry's and things of that nature. My grandmother, who lived 108, she loved the Three Stooges. She's the only woman I've ever met that liked the Three Stooges. She'd sit and watch it with us when we were kids and laugh with us for an hour or two. But then again, like a lot of people, my grandmother was like no one I've ever met in a woman. The matriarch. Still. She's gone, but still. She is my example, always. I hold her, just like Jimmy, in the highest respect you could ever imagine. She had that much influence on me. That much. Little woman, Plattsburgh, New York, that was a nurse till she was 76 years old. And you talk about Spitfire? Nothing ever held her back. Nothing. Jimmy? Nothing ever held him back. Right to the very end. Right to the very end. And you can imagine when my mother found him in the morning, Jimmy was gone, blue. I'll never forget that morning as long as I live. But boy, oh boy, did he live a good life. And I'm still talking about him how many years later. Influences. Nothing ever held him back. Of course, he needed help. But he could have gave up years ago. That's what it's about. That's what I'm about. That's what you should be about if you're not already. Your kids, people you love, people you care about. Offer the solution of help. Guide. Show them that you're a man or woman. Show them that they can do it. Show them that there is more out there than 9 to 5, a cubicle, and getting kicked in the fucking ass every day and telling you you're no good. I'll leave everybody with that thought. But tonight, or tomorrow, whenever you hear this show, you should ask yourself repeatedly, what is holding you back? You might not get the answer right away, but you will. You keep putting it out there, it's coming your way, folks. So listen, as usual, I love doing these solo shows. They're a lot of fun, and I know people like them a lot, and I love doing them. It's a great way to just get things out. I have no script here. This is everything coming out of my heart to all of you. It's very important. It is vitally important. So, this is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio. Go out to, obviously, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, and you really want to know what you're doing and ask yourself, what's holding you back? What's holding you back to take action today and buy the winner's circle? And look at all the stuff you're getting with it. A 13th module, and you got 8 for 8 there. You got 8 of the best people in the industry that will work with you for 1 hour straight, free, when you buy this great product. And as I said, there's going to be tons of modules added onto it, but there's no point adding anything more on right now. You've got so much information, education, it is just dense. You're never going to be able to go out and do anything in the world if you're not educated. That's the bottom line. You need the education because, think about it, you're going to need the right answers. You're going to need to impress people maybe at some points in your life. When you're an educated man or woman, you can't be stopped. So that's on that. Also, contributions. We need your help as we try to keep, and we don't try, as we keep pushing the envelope to make this business a multi-million dollar companies. Not company, companies. Okay? If you would like me to do a particular subject, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Don't forget to go out to MotivationMuscle.com and /category/podcasts. You'll find almost 700 of them. And a big thing that I want to tell everybody is this. Go out to MotivationAndMuscle.com and you're going to see the sign up. It's on the home page on the left. So anybody that's signing up now, it's not going to get to PayPal. So when I put things out, you're not going to get them. If you have signed up in the last 6 months, please go out to motivationandmuscle.com. You'll see the sign up on the left-hand side and just follow it. And I'll go to the MailChimp account. And that way you'll be on the list. But you're not going on the list the way it is. And as I said, 6 months at least. Please go out and sign up again because the only way I can get you over there, it was installed improperly, is I have to manually copy it, and I just do not have the time to do that. So you could make things real easy for me, and I appreciate it. Also, too, go out to Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com if there's anything you'd like me to do on my own, and I'll leave you with a number of things. Number one. Aha, that's where we are in the directory to get M&M into your car when you're driving. Also, Apple and Stitcher, give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate that. Also, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them 5 inspirational words. 5 words can change your life forever, folks. So my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile that day. That might be all they get. If you're going to lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, pull it, push it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. Also, too, the Husafel. Well, the Husa steel stone will go like this. Obviously, I just want to take a little break there for a second. Domination. We are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as the great Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. It's more like an avalanche of tea, my friend. It's more like Mount St. Helens out in Seattle blowing its lid. Ever watched when that happens, the lava coming down? That's what's happening here. And it's not only happening with us guys. There's many women that are on this show that are espousing the same things. And we're going to have a couple of them on. Well, I'll already announce it. July 22nd, it's going to be a combination of myself, Kirsten Tulick, and Kelly Manzone. It'll be very interesting, let me tell you. This Saturday, we got our good friend Eric Gutman. Thursday, we've got Rick Brown and Steve Cotter. And the list goes on and on and on. Also, too, as Frank Klein, my greatest marketing business professor, would always say, repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, by far my greatest. He was quite a mentor, chiropractor. In August, it'll be 3 years. We lost him to cancer. He would walk every patient in the door and say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on your best or worst day and not smile. What great, great men. Great. Believe me, the world could sure use a shot of them right now. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming because we are not going to knock on your door. I think we're just going to blow the front of your house off. Join the family. Join our revolution. It's no bullshit, everybody. It's happening. Might as well jump on board now. Be a part of it. We're going to change the world. Believe me, we are right now, one day at a time. Believe me when I tell you that. Les Brown, you all have greatness in you, but we'll take it two steps further. We got your back, and we believe in you. And I don't know many people in today's world that would ever put that out there. So, as I always say, it's up to you. Decide what you want to do. There's nothing holding you back. Make the choice to get out there. Move your life forward and move it with style. But most of all, gents, because you have the anatomy of a male, if you don't have balls, go out and grow a set. Get a set of balls. And women, we need you. We need your strength and we need you to stand behind us as we stand behind you. And that's the truth. That's what it's all about. So everybody, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you, well, I will talk to you on my own again soon. But I all wish you success. And remember, tough times never last, but the tougher people do. Think about that. We'll talk to you soon, everybody. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.